All right, welcome back, everyone. Today we're diving deep into anxiety and depression therapy.
Yep, focusing on the approaches outlined by Davenport Psychology.
Right, we've been getting a lot of questions from you guys.
Yeah, tons of questions on this topic.
About managing anxiety and depression.
And we know it can be tough to sift through all the information out there.
Absolutely.
So we dove into Davenport's material.
Yeah, really tried to pull out the stuff that's most helpful and practical.
Yeah, the stuff that can really make a difference for you guys.
One thing that really stood out to me was how much Davenport Psychology emphasizes that anxiety and depression are complex. They're not just, you know, surface level issues.
Right.
They impact thoughts, emotions, behaviors.
It's all interconnected.
It is. And it seems like they really focus on building long-term resilience.
Oh, absolutely.
Instead of just like...
just putting a Band-Aid on the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which I think is so important.
Yeah, getting to the root of it.
So how do they approach that? Like, what's their method?
Well, one thing they emphasize is a personalized approach.
Okay, so what does that mean?
It means your therapy plan is tailored to your unique needs and goals.
So not one size fits all.
Not at all.
Which makes sense because everyone experiences anxiety and depression differently.
Right, exactly.
What works for one person might not work for another.
Exactly. They've got a whole toolbox of different approaches.
Speaking of approaches, I saw they use CBT.
Mm-hmm. Cognitive behavioral therapy.
Is that where they literally help you reframe your anxious thoughts?
Yeah.
How does that even work?
So CBT helps you identify negative thought patterns and behaviors, things that might be keeping you stuck.
Right.
And then gives you tools to replace them with positive alternatives.
Like concrete tools.
Yeah, practical strategies you can use in everyday life.
Wow, that's fascinating.
It's really about retraining your brain.
Okay, so it's not just about feeling better. It's about changing the way you think altogether.
And
what about mindfulness? I know they offer mindfulness-based therapy, but I honestly don't really get it.
Oh, yeah. Mindfulness can be a bit mysterious.
Like, what does being present actually do?
Well, think about it this way.
Okay.
When you're anxious or depressed, your mind is often racing.
Totally.
Either dwelling on the past or worrying about the future.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Mindfulness helps you break free from that cycle.
Oh, interesting.
By bringing your attention to the present moment.
Hmm.
What are you experiencing right now?
Okay.
What do you see, hear, feel?
I see.
It's about grounding yourself in the here and now.
So it's like hitting the pause button on all that mental noise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that can be incredibly helpful for reducing the intensity of difficult emotions.
So if I'm like totally freaking out about a deadline at work, mindfulness would help me stop, focus on my breath. Maybe notice the feeling of my feet on the ground.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a lot more concrete than just the idea of being present.
Right. It gives you something tangible to focus on.
And would they like guide you through that process?
Absolutely.
Okay. So they've got CBT. They've got mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
They also offer supportive counseling.
Okay. So what is that?
It's a more traditional approach.
Okay.
Where you have a safe space.
Got it.
To process emotions and challenges.
So it's less about techniques and more about having a supportive presence.
Yeah, it's about compassionate guidance and support.
That sounds pretty valuable, too.
It is, especially when you're going through a tough time.
Absolutely. So it really is a whole toolbox of different approaches.
Right. They tailor it to what you need.
They also talk about the holistic benefits of therapy, going beyond symptom management.
Yeah, it's not just about making the symptoms go away.
Now, what do they mean by that?
Well, they emphasize gaining insight and awareness
as
a core benefit of therapy.
So what does that look like?
It means understanding the root causes of your anxiety and depression, uncovering those underlying triggers and patterns.
So it's like detective work, figuring out what's really going on beneath the surface.
Exactly.
I like that analogy.
And once you have that insight,
you
can start developing coping skills.
So what kind of coping skills?
Skills to manage stress, regulate emotions, improve your overall mental health.
So it's not just about feeling better in the moment. It's about equipping yourself to handle challenges in the long run.
Exactly. That's the key.
And it's not just about internal work, right? I remember they mentioned something about relationships.
Yes. Therapy can help you improve your relationships.
Okay.
They focus on communication skills.
Uh-huh.
Learning to express your needs and boundaries effectively.
Right.
And also on developing empathy and understanding in your relationships.
So it's about building stronger, healthier connections with others.
Exactly. Because strong relationships are essential for well-being.
They're like such a cornerstone of a good life.
They really are.
And they even talk about integrating therapy with things like yoga and meditation.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Integrating mind and body techniques.
It is. It seems like Davenport Psychology offers a really comprehensive and empowering approach to anxiety and depression therapy.
I think so too.
Going way beyond just addressing symptoms.
It's about giving you the tools to thrive.
This deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about.
Me too.
It's made me realize how much I dwell on the past and worry about the future.
It's easy to get caught in those thought loops.
It is.
Mindfulness can help break those cycles.
One final thought-provoking question for everyone out there.
Oh, I like this.
If you could identify one small change you could make today.
Just one small thing.
To improve your mental well-being, what would it be?
It's a great question to ponder.
We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Share them with us in the comments.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
And we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.